Qualunque cosa.
Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. The most absurd thing in this world is this. On the one hand, there are so many confused people, endlessly searching for something, crying out for help in the midst of the inevitable trials of life, and feeling like orphans. On the other hand, there is God, who is everyone's Father, and who would like nothing better than to use His almighty power to grant His children's wishes and to satisfy their needs. It is as if emptiness and fullness were crying out for each other, yet the two do not meet. The freedom humans have been given is able to do such damage. But for those who acknowledge Him, God never ceases to be love. Listen to what Jesus says. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. This is one of those statements full of promise that we find in the Gospels and that Jesus uses to teach us in various ways how to obtain what we need. And it goes without saying that even a blind man could see that this particular word of life is God's word. What great man or woman, what ruler, what mother or father, what person who loves you, even with all his heart, could promise to give you all you ask? Only God can speak in this manner. His power is unlimited. And He can bestow all graces, whether they be spiritual or material, possible or impossible. But pay close attention. Jesus tells you how to present your request to the Father. In my name, He says. If you have even a little faith, these three short words should give you confidence. Jesus lived here among us and knows our countless needs, and He feels deep concern for us. So, when we pray, He wants to be involved. It is as if He was saying to each one of us, go to the Father on my behalf and ask Him for this and that and the other thing. He knows that the Father cannot say no to Him because He is His Son and He is God. You don't go to the Father on your own behalf, but on behalf of Christ. You become simply His messenger. It is Jesus who takes care of the matter with His Father. There are many Christians who pray in this way and who could tell you of the countless graces they have received that show that in His fatherly love, God watches over them every day. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. At this point, perhaps, you may say to me, I have asked over and over in the name of Christ, but with no results. That is possible. I mentioned before that there are other passages of the Gospel in which Jesus invites us to ask for what we need. In them, He gives further explanations that you have probably overlooked. He says, for instance, that we obtain what we request if we remain in Him, and that means to remain in His will. God has a marvelous plan for each one of us and also for you. It is composed of thousands and thousands of situations, events, encounters, people, and things. It is a plan born of the highest and most sublime love. Therefore, once we have discovered that God is our Father, the most intelligent thing we can do is live the rest of our lives following not our own will, but God's will, moment by moment. Suffering is not excluded from His plan for us, precisely to the plan of love, and because suffering is an essential and meaningful element in the life of a Christian. Suffering brings about spiritual purification and patience and nurtures all the virtues. Through your suffering, you help Christ to redeem the world. It is possible that you may ask for something that doesn't coincide with God's plan for you, something that He doesn't consider useful to your life here on earth or in heaven, or that He even considers harmful. How could He, your Father, grant your prayer in this case? He would be betraying you, and that He will never do. Therefore, it might be useful for you to make an agreement with Him before praying and to say, Father, I would like to ask you this in Jesus' name if you think it is in order. If the grace you are asking is in harmony with God's loving plan for you, then you will see the truth of the words, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. It could also be that you ask for graces without any intention of conforming your life to what God demands. Do you think that in this case it would be fair for God to grant what you request? He doesn't want to give you only a gift. He wants to give you complete happiness, and you can possess it only if you live the commandments of God and His words. It is not enough to think about them or even to meditate on them. They must be lived. If you do this, you will obtain everything. To summarize, would you like to obtain graces? Ask for anything you want in the name of Christ, intending above all to do God's will and to obey His laws. God is very happy to give us graces. Unfortunately, we don't very often give Him the chance.